The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to Reality NSFW coverage of the Dallas Double A. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Finale, part two. Finally, this motherfucking show is over. I love tonight. I love last week. The last 5 weeks before that, not so much. But holy fucking moly, we're here. I got Lauren. I got Alex. I'm me, Johnny Fairplay. Let's fucking talk the challenge. Double Agents, final, part two. TJ's final. They had gold skulls. They're there. They're ready. Well, Fessy's not.
No,
we'll start with Fessy.
not according to Fessy. Yeah.
That is true. He was ready to go. He would have won this thing no matter what.
I heard. How great was Corey fucking calling him out? He goes, "Q Fessy, I would have won."
It was perfect. Yeah. So we can dive right into that part of it. We'll sort of start this off with sort of the send off of Casey and Fessy, because everyone else finishes the food. CT and Amber give the food to Cam and Corey. Doesn't matter. They all finished. They're all off doing their next checkpoint, getting the puzzle pieces for the little totem pole thing that they did in the previous season. However, you see Casey still chugging along, not only finishing her stuff, but starting to eat Fessy's portion of the food, and you just see Fessy pouting, sitting on the ground, and you have TJ, and you know production told TJ to go easy on him here, because that's not how TJ normally reacts to food challenges.
I was a little surprised at TJ's, like, I thought he was nicer than I've ever seen him, but he kind of left him with the, I'm not going to shit on you, but I am telling you to go fuck yourself without me telling you to go fuck yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, he's like, oh, do you still want to play, man, buddy? You can get an ice cream cone after. Like, it's like one of those, like, oh, come on. If you just participate, you'll be happier. And he's like, yes, I still want to do it. I just don't want to eat.
Yeah, but here's my issue. He ended up starting to somewhat eat. What were you doing like 2 fucking hours ago before that? Where you watched your partner bust her ass, and then all of a sudden he's like, well, you still might have a chance, and then you start eating? It makes no sense.
But he didn't even really start eating. He did the whole bowl. He did the put in his mouth and then not even like, really chew and then fake a throw up. Like,
yeah,
he trust literally me, I've been on that date before.
Yeah. But it's like what Corey was saying at that part while they were still there. It's like Fessy had, like, for whatever reason, is just like feels like he has too much pride to do it. But in my sense, I'd be like, he should have too much pride to not like to still do it, because it's more embarrassing to watch it back, seeing you not participating in it and letting your partner down while you are trying to psychoactively tell the audience, no, it's Casey's fault.
I was disgusted. I mean, like, and getting back real quick, if there's chewing involved in your date, you're either doing it really right or really wrong. Just want to kind of give every, I mean, I know people come here for advice, so I just wanted to make sure that they knew either one side of the spectrum or the other. There's no in between. If you're not sure, then you're doing it wrong. Or I don't know. Actually, I take that back. There's been a lot of situations where I thought I was doing something really wrong and it was really right. So I don't know. But yeah, now Fessy sucks. Hey, if they're sucking in your date, you're doing things really right or really.
There you go. And I feel like
Fessy, you know what? Fessy's here to teach us how to date.
Or how not to.
Oh, well, there's that.
I prefer the how not to.
If there's a gold chain involved, you're doing it wrong. Can we all agree on that?
Yes.
Especially if there's multiple. We can agree.
But I feel like you must have been having the time of your life because of the song choices they were giving Fessy during this entire time. You first get The Cure, Boys Don't Cry.
Boys Don't Cry? How apropos.
I like it.
I popped so big for Boys Don't Cry with Fessy. With, and they weren't even tears. Like they weren't tears. They were tears of my partner let me down because I knew no one could be as good as me, even though it's really me letting my partner down, but I'm not going to admit that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Those are the best tears. I would like to drink those tears.
Oh, I bet they tasted fantastic, but not as much as when you get to that part where he's complaining about his partners and now even Barry and Casey.
Yeah.
And you have in the background, just very fitting, Karma Chameleon.
Oh, you mean a little culture club?
Yeah, a little culture club.
Color by numbers? Is that what you meant?
For podcast listeners, Johnny is holding the vinyl.
Yes, yes. This is one of my first records I ever got. I'd like to thank Columbia House for one penny. I've got this and 11 other records, and I never bought another record despite all those evil mailings you sent me following that. So thank you. Columbia House, you're great.
Can we talk about how disgusted I was watching Fessy try to console Casey?
Oh, I missed any consolation. So please elaborate.
Just like watching him try and hug her after that, like, and act like he felt bad about the situation when in actuality he just flat out quit. It just really frustrated me because then in a confessional, he blames her, which we already talked about. So I'm just enraged with the entire situation, how it went down. If I was Casey, I'd be like, go fuck yourself.
Well, I think that hug was the, oh, I got to look good. Like this is over. This is the parting shot. There's no way that they can make me look like an asshole here. So I'm going to give this half-hearted hug and then I'm set.
I think that's also why you see him start actually like fake attempt to eat.
Yeah.
Because it's the whole, I feel like TJ going down there is like Fessy suddenly realizing again, oh, we're on camera still.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I need to look like a good teammate still. So yeah. I'm going to like Casey, I'm going to help now. I'm not used to having balls in my mouth, you know.
That's not true.
I know. So.
Yeah, but if I am any person later on watching this go down, I would never want Fessy as a partner ever. Never. No,
I would never want him as a partner ever.
All right, so season 37, spoiler alert, it looks like vets and rookies in pairs.
I feel like it's going to be something along those lines.
Mm-hmm. That's the rumor and innuendo thus far. Who gets stuck with Fessy?
Himself.
Well, it's a party of three. So it's Fessy, his ego, and whoever they pair him with.
Well, he does want to clone himself, obviously, because he's the best person to ever come to the challenge, apparently, and he hasn't won shit yet, so.
And we're going to find out more about that at the reunion.
Is there a Fessy clone in all of reality TV?
Well, they thought it was Casey, but apparently they were wrong.
No, yeah. It is not. Ooh, Tori. You know, are Tori and Fessy a thing?
They're saying they're not a thing.
But they're saying they're not a thing so that they get paired together and be like, oh, I can't believe I'm stuck with this person that I secretly want to fuck.
Or not so secretly.
Or not so secretly.
But they're just friends. They're just friends.
You know what? I'm cool. Like if this is the end of the arc of Fessy turning into the good guy that Lauren wants him to be and can't wait to cheer for, teaming up with Tori next season, I'm for it.
Yeah, like I don't think that'll turn them into the good guys because I feel like people are feeling as if Tori, despite her like being treated well by the edit, I feel like the fans a little bit are turning on Tori. So it's like, I feel like if I'm Tori, I don't want to be Fessy's partner. I need someone that will help raise me back up in the stock of the fandom.
Well, it is, but is the gimmick with Fessy if he's attracted to you, does he maybe care more about you versus, I mean, like he got Casey, who he felt was his athletic equal.
Mm-hmm.
And that didn't work. So is his romantic equal the missing ingredient in the Fessy equation?
Well, you see, I'll go back to my original answer. His real romantic equal is himself.
Yes.
So if it's an individual, I think that's what he's more hoping.
He's just
on.
Ready for an individual. Yeah. Season. Like, yeah, like he goes out there. They give him Tori, who likes him. He likes her. He's like, ugh.
Yeah. So he's gonna have like one challenge. Like they'll do well, and then suddenly she'll have like one bad day. He's like, I always get the bad partners.
Oh, it's always their fault. It's never my fault. No, the thing is, if he competes where it's just him, he still will never win because there's always eating and everyone's going to out-eat him. So he's never going to win a season, and I will stamp it right now. He will never win a season of the challenge.
All right, listen here. We understand that Fessy's your favorite and you can't wait for him to turn to a good guy next season, Lauren, but come on. There's other people we have to talk about that you can spread your love to.
Yeah, exactly. So we're setting them off. I want to give one last final thing for Casey. Shitty way for her to have to finish this out. Her being anchored by the bad partner, even with a bum knee, I feel like she could have still held her weight, at least for a little bit. They were going to get pulled, though, even if they were.
Yeah, I think they could do the next part in the kayak.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're fine, and I think they excel. But the uphill glacier.
I feel like at that point, mm-hmm. they're going to be like, we have to call this.
Yeah. I mean, she could do enough damage to her knee that she could never be in a challenge again.
Yeah.
Or like, let alone like her career outside of, I guess this is her career now, but
this is her career now. Yeah. But I mean, like Zach talked to her at the Hearts and she was just like, yeah, it's pretty real legit. So do we even know if she's out there for 37?
I believe she was on the list.
Okay.
I know her, Fessy, and Amber were on the list. I'm sure Josh is on the list.
Josh is definitely on that list too. So
but I think that's it for Big Brother.
So what's the deal with people's social media? Like, do they just have shit?
I think they have stuff set up. Like they do a lot of stuff
pre-programmed,
and then they have like someone that they trust do it, or they have like timed tweets and timed Insta posts to like.
I feel like they have time,
Wendell.
I feel like it would have gone until the game started, but like. I'm mm-hmm. still seeing shit from Wendell today.
Exactly. And he's like, I was just at New Jersey. I'm like, no, you weren't.
Yeah. So, I mean, I would like to think that Bryce Isaiah is manning Wendell's social media. And it's so it started yesterday, the filming. And so like tomorrow, just crazy Wendell hit social media and it's the greatest thing we've ever seen.
I would love it. But we know where Ashley is currently. She's on the YouTube show.
Oh, yes. She's not. Like it's so funny. Like the previews for the show, like show them once they get to the actual house. And there is no love from Ashley versus what we saw in this fake preview of this first day. Like she was like, oh, this is awesome. Like, you know, he's good looking. I'll make out with him. And then it's like, and now you're moving into the house. It's like,
You're telling me Pepsi can't put people together and it's perfect matches? Crazy.
I mean, I'm not one to chase off a sponsor, but my grandma drinks Pepsi. Like, do you know anyone else that drinks Pepsi?
Only school. Like, if you're in college, only the schools that like were Pepsi sponsored, you were sort of forced to. But at that point, all of us would be like, oh, let's just go to the nearest Walmart. They have Sprite and Coke. We can just grab that.
All the good stuff.
Yeah, it's it is what it is.
Am I in the house on this YouTube show waiting for Ashley when she gets there, and that's why they can't show any of the clips?
Well, I was positive when they were going to show her perfect match that you were going to just suddenly pop out of nowhere. I was like, oh, hey, look, it's
Charlie. I was her match, but they had no Wi-Fi on their phone. So that was all just see there. Just like, I guess we're just going to go with this dude, Eric, or whatever his name is.
Yeah, Eric Baker.
Yeah, Eric from The Bachelor and Bachelorette. Yeah.
Never seen
him. Oh, he's been The Bachelor and Bachelorette?
No,
couldn't
just like
find the love twice.
No, just the
he's
series.
A catch of any kind.
Just the series there. No, I mean, that cast is just an interesting group of people in general.
It's very random. Mm-hmm. I mean, Joey from The Circle just
exactly
totally like whatever credibility you had is just like, and Joey from The Circle is like, all right, never mind.
Yeah. But yeah, anyway, let's so we officially know who came in fourth place. It's Fessy and Casey. They're out. But the other teams.
I mean, yay, the Fessy part, not the Casey part.
We love you, Casey. No,
we love Casey here. But okay, so we have the three teams left. They don't know that yet. They go through a couple more checkpoints. So it's, you know, all these checkpoints are like missions of the past of the season. So you have the totem pole and you have the math equation in the suitcase.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Stop on the totem pole. I once again have a fucking problem with this. So on Survivor, when you eat something, if you fucking spit that shit out, you pick it up off the fucking ground and you fucking finish it. I call bullshit on the fucking puke bucket that we saw from Fessy as fucking dog shit. It doesn't count, right?
Yeah.
So fast forward to this fucking totem pole. When Jeff Probst says, hey, there's a puzzle, first one to finish the puzzle wins, there ain't the fucking puzzle sitting there as a fucking reference tool. How dumb are these people?
Well, as Corey says, I'm not a math guy. I'm a PE guy.
I mean, does,
I love that he owns it, though.
He does own it. I mean, he's just waiting episode to play dodgeball.
Corey did own this, like confessional, like from start to finish. This was Corey's episode.
Yeah, the last quarter of the season, Corey was great.
Mm-hmm. But like, what happened? Like, was he like in hibernation? Like, she's like, I'm just really tired from Teen Mom, guys. Just give me, if I make it to the last 18 episodes of this 78 episode season, mm-hmm, I'm going to give you gold.
I feel like it's just that the story wasn't really about him for most of the season. It was BB versus whatever, and he's just there. Like, his story was, oh, let's poke fun at Corey. Oh, look at all the partners he has. Yeah. Like, oh, is he going to get the double digits? No, he won't. But, like, that was his story. And then they get close to the end game where he finally gets to get his goal. And they're like, okay, we have all this gold now that we can use. Corey, you're up.
Well, you have to look, too, because Devin and Kyle were really running it in the confessionals and telling the story. And then when they were no longer there, that's when I felt as though Corey ramped it up.
Yeah. Yeah, so the spot was open, and he jumped in and filled it nice. But I loved tonight and Corey's commentary. So I'm still, if we showed up on Survivor and like, you know, then Jeff goes, here's the puzzle, and then goes, here's the puzzle. Like we'd all, like, it was just like, all right, so is there another puzzle after this that we don't see the puzzle? Because I mean, I'm not four, so I'm going to figure this one out.
No, I agree. Like, I feel overall it's pointless to have, especially if it's something that you've had previously on the season. They should be like, it's on you to figure out what it is.
I mean, and it's not like, you know, like you're sitting there looking at it, it's like, this just doesn't, you could never figure this out. I mean, like, there's intersecting lines that won't work one fuck way.
Yeah, and you hear that from Corey and Cam when they finally are, like, trying to do it really fast. They're like, oh, here's this pattern, and they get the pattern. Like, you know, half the puzzle is the dude's mouth.
Yeah, it's the face. If you can get that and everything, you should be fine.
Well, I don't even think you have to do, like you would. I mean, the face would be a pretty easy way to do it, but the back of the fucking, like, it's just intersecting lines that only work one fucking way. Like, I'm just like, just do the back of them. Either way, you don't need the puzzle in front of you.
Yeah. But what we
what was it? A 7-piece puzzle?
It had to be somewhere between 7 to 10 because it looked like a weird assortment. But either way, one of them's a fucking top.
Who has difficulty with a 10-piece puzzle?
Corey probably would have been there for a while if he was doing it by himself.
That's true.
I mean, it hurts my soul seeing that the fucking answer key that's what it is. It's like going into your final fucking exam. It's just like, oh, but the answer key's over there on that desk if you need to look at it. It's well, like, yeah. Oh, okay. Can I take my paper over to the desk? Is that okay? Mm-hmm. Just B, C, A, B, B, C. Oh, okay. Can I turn my paper in now? Because I just fucking copied this.
Mm-hmm. No, I totally get what you're saying. I agree to an extent. Like, I feel like there's certain checkpoints where it makes sense to have like the key, but it's because like it's such a long like process that it's impossible to get it on like the first try, and yet like run back and forth. They've done it in the past. You sort of get it a tiny bit with the encryption one, but it wasn't that big of a deal.
No.
But what we see here is sort of like the key between all three teams, because for the most part they're all pretty even.
Yeah.
But the key difference, though, ironically, because no one would have expected it, is Amber. Because the main part is breaking away from these other teams, and you see everyone, the other two teams are close neck and neck the entire way. But Amber is allowing her and CT to get this massive space in between the checkpoints, so that while the other teams are just getting to the checkpoints, they are already gone or they're just about to leave.
Did Amber learn how to run for 3 miles at a time, take a break, and then run 3 miles more? Weird. Why would you practice that?
I don't know. It's almost like you were getting ready to go on the challenge or something.
Oh, or learning tenograms or tangerines.
Well, she didn't learn those. She let CT handle that.
No, she let CT handle basically all the checkpoints. I mean, she was beneficial in them. However, as we saw, if you could run in this thing, you were golden.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I feel I can't do the challenge. And then I watch tonight and I'm just like, I could do the challenge.
Like, I feel like, Johnny, you would be someone who's like, if I can get to a final, I could do good in it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's about getting to the final.
Yeah. I mean, Hall Brawl is my enemy. I know that.
You're like, Johnny, you're going to Hall Brawl with Fessy. You excited? No.
I'm not even doing it. I'm going to Fessy it and not even do it.
Yeah, you're just going to pout in the corner.
Yeah, pout. They're like, what are you doing? Oh, I'm just going to pout. I mean, that's what Fessy does. He made it to a final.
Yeah. I'm just contemplating about my bad partners. There's no partner to see. Exactly.
Exactly. It's a bad partner.
But yeah, so we get to that final checkpoint for the first day. You go into this ice glacier, which is this cave that's an ice glacier. That's sort of cool design when you look around. It looks cool, probably freezing. Yeah. But you do the math problem, which Amber was not able to do. But luckily, she has a CT there who's he's good with numbers, as he says. So
once again, no one using a stick and drawing in the dirt. I don't get that.
He's too smart for it.
And who knew that fucking CT was Rain Man?
Right. He's just like, oh, it's this.
Yeah, it's just like I'm fucking Zach Galifianakis with a beautiful mind. Mm-hmm. Let's go. His body's not as bad as Zach Galifianakis this season, but you know, I'm looking at pictures of the last season. That's Zach Galifianakis' body.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, winter warmth, right?
Exactly. Winter warmth. But
think it's cold, brother.
I know. Yeah. He's used to it. He was born for it. He's like, yeah. I don't care about the cold.
No, not at all.
So the other two teams come in. So at the end of day one, we see CT and Amber. Oh, shocking. They're in first place. Yeah. Then you have Leroy and Nani, and then Cam and Corey. They are told that Fessy and Casey didn't even get past the food challenge. And then you see them having to do the overnight challenge, which is an iconic part of a two-night challenge. One person gets to sleep while the other person has to stand in the cold holding a heavy capsule. Each team, based off their placement, got more comfortable sleeping arrangements, but really, you're still sleeping in a glacier. But I love the part of all of them just starting it out. The first hour is them ripping on Fessy.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, you've got a pretty vital component here. So CT has the option to stay with Amber or trade partners. And I felt conflicted. Like, I was literally yelling at the TV. I'm just like, take Cam, because if Leroy can't complete this final deal, I want Cam to do this for the family.
Yeah.
But then when he chose Amber B, I'm just like, oh, he did the right thing. So I was happy either way.
Yeah, and I was also...
I don't normally find myself happy at anything, much less either way.
But part of me was wanting CT to go to production and be like, yo, can I break the rules here? I'm taking Leroy.
He didn't know it was Leroy's last season at that point.
That is true.
Not until after.
Yeah. I know, they were shocked by that.
But this is when the tearjerker stuff starts to happen. Leroy tells everyone, yo, this is my last season. Yo, this is it. I'm done. This is a wrap. And Corey's just like, oh, man, I never realized it. Now I know why he was so ruthless this season.
Man, he was playing. I caught him
he
playing.
He played me.
Yeah. And little did Leroy know that there was All-Star, so he'll be back.
He better be.
That is true. I want to see him on All-Stars. I think that might fit him well if he wants to be fully retired from that section of the challenge, but come back on All-Stars where it's a little bit more fun and you get to be back with some of the OGs. I think he would really enjoy himself on
Not
that.
Not only would he really enjoy himself.
He would excel. I think he wins.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, if I'm in production, I said it like, I stack the deck with fucking Johnny Fairplays. And just like, here you go, Leroy. Derek's not on this. Mark Long's not. Like, it's Johnny Fairplay and his physical equivalents. Have fun.
Yeah, I never ask for rigging. But if he's on All-Stars, I want everyone, Mark Long telling the entire cast, like, you're here to lose to Leroy.
Yeah.
Thank you. Just
have a smile on your face.
You don't have to tell me that. If it's me and my counterparts, we don't need to know that. We will... We will do what we're supposed to do, I promise. If it's us against Leroy.
Yeah. So we're here.
I'm Network says fair play gunning for a spot on All-Stars. We'll be discussing that tomorrow night with Mark Long ad nauseum.
Yes.
All for it. Start the hashtag. We want fair plays.
We want fair plays. So Leroy can win.
So Leroy, do it for Leroy. But so they're in the cave. It's cold. Everyone's like, but the plot twist is if you want to go to bed, you have to dunk your head in ice.
Yeah.
Didn't they know CT was born in ice? He's like, this is nothing. It was warm.
Oh, yeah. Like what? CT was Brer Rabbit. I was born and raised in Briar Patch.
I think
Boston is pretty much just cold water.
Yeah, exactly. And I did love Corey dunking his head in. He was like, oh, that was 10 seconds. If I ain't going to win anything, I'm winning this. He's just having fun with it. I was just like, I was all for Corey's comedy today.
Yeah. So do you think it looked that cool in there? Or do you think there was special lighting to make it look that cool?
There was probably lighting cool there. There's probably lighting a little bit, but I think overall, just the experience of being in an ice glacier cave, that's what it's going to look like.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. But I don't want to think that it's, you know, some just shitty rave in like Northern Virginia or something.
Well, maybe you should just message Corey and ask him his thoughts on it.
Have you ever been to a shitty rave in Northern Virginia?
No.
No.
Oh, God, the fucking Molly.
No, I've been in a shitty bar in Northern Virginia. No, but
might be.
Yeah. But yeah, so
don't buy anything at a shitty rave, and like, don't buy grilled cheese, don't buy Molly, don't buy. I would imagine even t-shirts are dog shit.
Yeah,
fucking Northern Virginia. I just want to fucking front yard and put my fist to the air.
Virginia. Yeah. Absolutely.
Bad ideas. Sorry. Is it time for a commercial break?
Yeah, I think it's time for a commercial
break. I think it's time we're going to take a break.
And then we'll be back for day two.
I'm going to go yell. When it comes to eating better and consuming less sugar, let's be honest. Most healthy snacks don't taste very good. They don't fill you up, and they certainly don't satisfy your cravings. This episode is sponsored by Monk Pack, who make snacks that taste like our favorite sugary treats, but with less than 1 gram of sugar.
Monk Pack Keto Nut and Seed Bars contain less than 1 gram of sugar, 2 to 3 grams of net carbs, and they're only 150 calories.
They're great for anyone following a keto lifestyle and the perfect snack for anyone who is trying to eat better or cut back on sugar and carbs without sacrificing taste.
Yeah, that's so true. I'm personally not a keto eater, but I love these nut and seed bars. I try to have one of these always on me for a snack because I'm usually trying to train for a new running distance I'm trying to hit. I think 2021 is going to be the year for my first full marathon. And I think Monk Pack Keto Nut and Seed Bars are going to help me get there because they're giving me the energy I need and the nutrition I need to make those health goals possible.
Wow. Monk Pack Keto Nut and Seed Bars have the perfect balance of sweet and salty, a crunch from whole nuts and seeds, but still manage to be soft and chewy. How do they do it? They come in delicious flavors like sea salt, dark chocolate, pecan almond, and my favorite, no contest. Love these so much. Game changers, if you will, the peanut butter dark chocolate.
So good. They're perfect for a quick snack to satisfy your sweet tooth without any guilt. Enjoy Monk Pack Keto Nut and Seed Bars as a quick breakfast, while running errands, or after a workout.
In addition to being keto friendly, these bars are gluten-free, plant-based, and non-GMO. So with no soy, trans fat, sugar alcohols, or artificial flavors.
They really taste incredible, and you can't beat the low sugar nutrition or taste they provide. And by shopping online, you can avoid another trip to the grocery store by getting Monk Pack delivered right to your door.
Try it for yourself and see. And we have a special deal for our listeners. Get 20% off your first purchase of any Monk Pack product by visiting monkpack.com and entering promo code SURVIVOR at checkout.
And Monk Pack is so confident in their product, it's backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll exchange the product or refund your money, whichever you prefer.
So to get started, just go to monkpack.com, that's MUNKPACK.com, and select any product and then use promo code SURVIVOR, they love it when we do that, at checkout to save 20% off your purchase.
Monk Pack, delicious, nutritious foods you can count on, and we thank them for sponsoring the Reality NSFW podcast.
Are you ready to enter the wild again? There's a chance no one has seen your balls in a few months. Don't ruin your first post-quarantine date with a ball fro. Would you show up to your first day of school without a haircut?
Manscaped is here to provide you with the best tools for your grooming experience. Johnny, how's your grooming been lately?
Oh, man, I am sleek, aerodynamic. I'm like that new Tesla. I mean, I got a bunch of 5Ks coming up. I got a bunch of half marathons coming up. Oh, man, I'm going to run so fast. There's no friction between Johnny Fairplay, little Johnny Fairplay, and home sweet home.
Oh, that's good news, because Manscaped is here to help everyone else get on that level with their Lawnmower 3.0 trimmer. It's the best hygiene tool for the modern man. Because of their ceramic blade and advanced skin-safe technology, your snags will be reduced while preparing yourself for post-quarantine life. Manscaped is forever changing the grooming game with their Perfect Package 3.0 Essentials Kit. The Perfect Package 3.0 comes with the new and improved Lawnmower 3.0, waterproof cordless body trimmer, performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag for you to use when you're done quarantining.
The Perfect Package 3.0 also comes with the Manscaped Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant and Crop Reviver Ball Toner. Now, the Crop Preserver is an anti-chafing ball deodorant, which ensures that your afternoon stroll doesn't end with your balls sticking to your leg. They call that bat winging. You can eliminate that with a little manscaping, courtesy of the Crop Preserver. But the Crop Reviver is a spray-on toner for your balls. It's made with a soothing aloe and witch hazel extracts that give your balls a boost. Now, subscribers to the Peak Hygiene Plan get a new replacement blade refill for your Lawnmower 3.0 trimmer delivered to your door every 3 months. Don't be using no old razor. Come on. And making sure your trimmer stays fresh and clean.
The light is at the end of the tunnel, fellas. Treat yourself for making it through quarantine with the Perfect Package 3.0. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code SURVIVOR at manscaped.com.
That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use promo code SURVIVOR. They love it when we do that. And your first date will thank you.
And we're back.
And I'm putting records back in their sleeves like they're supposed to be. I have another record. Get ready.
I'm ready for it.
We're always prepared.
Yep. So we're getting closer to daytime. First tearjerker, you see Leroy and Cam as it's come day. Like, I can't wait to start our new life together. Like, the going hand in hand with him revealing that it's his last season. I was just like, oh no, no, I'm not ready. I'm not ready for this, Leroy. Can you do one more season? Can you do one more?
He is. Stop it. All Stars 2. Fair play gives him the championship. It's great.
I love them. They're a great couple. I'm rooting for them all the way, and I just can't wait to see what happens with them. I know Cam, honestly, Cam, I think, is going to keep coming back, and I do have high hopes for her that she's going to pull it out and be able to win a season.
Hey, Cam, start running. That's all I'm telling you. Start running. I don't get it. Run 3 miles. Like, right now, if you say, Johnny Fairplay, run 3 miles and stop, I'm going to run 3 miles and stop.
Mm-hmm. No, like, I think there was part of me. So let's break it down. So we're day two. First thing they have to do is run up this hill. They're grabbing pickaxes, coming back down, breaking some ice to get a capsule that's going to be used for the next checkpoint. And so CT and Amber get a head start, followed by Leroy and Nani, followed by Corey and Cam. So when Corey and Cam are finally going up, and Corey's like, yo, Cam, I need you to give me my all. I know Cam is trying, but part of me kept thinking maybe she's walking a little more, trying to hope that to give Leroy a chance.
Yeah.
You know,
because he's like, I mean, like, she didn't say she was sharing the money, but Leroy's put it out there. He's sharing the money. So, like, if I'm Cam, I kind of dead weight the team so that Leroy wins.
But I think you also see it's partly competitive nature of herself, which is what they like about each other. And also, we saw that she does genuinely like Corey and knows what Corey's fighting for as well. And they're both fighting for their family.
I'm, you know, I feel like I got two daughters here.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, Corey's fighting for his family. Cam's fighting for her family. She's like, somehow she's trying to think of how $50,000 before taxes is going to help create another restaurant for her mom, give education to her two sisters, and get her grandmother back over to the States. I'm like, if you're able to do that, I need to call you about doing my financials. Because
I was about to say, she needs to be a financial advisor and stop doing this challenge bullshit. There's so much more money sitting there for her.
I think if she was running with someone that she didn't necessarily like, there would have been a different outcome. But she even said in a confessional that she knows Corey's there fighting for his family and all that. And they actually did have a good relationship. And it was a pure heartwarming thing for me to see Corey pull out that picture at the end.
Yeah.
So we have our last two things. Once you get the capsules and you get it all, you have to run back and forth between your capsule and your decoding grid. And it looks like you just need to get one of the words.
Going into this, how horrible did Leroy and Nani? I mean, like, of our double agents, they did not look like they enjoyed the night more than any other. It's like, whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah. I felt like TJ punched them each in the face and then said, all right, let's go.
Exactly. Yeah. They did not look right. But that's also part of, like, some people respond to that overnight thing better than others.
Sleep deprivation is, you know, it for some people is just as insurmountable as running 3 miles.
Yep. Yeah, and exactly. And if you can't run 3 miles and now you're sleep deprived, the most you can get is what Amber's asking for is, I better get a good booty out of this. My ass is tight.
Oh my God. I will confess. So if my options are any of the female competitors, I'm choosing Amber for two reasons. Number one, she can run, which I appreciate as a runner. Number two, when I do like my half marathons, I always like find a group that runs a little faster than I typically run. Cause like when you get there, they're like, you know, if you run, you know, 10-minute miles, 9-minute miles, 8-minute miles. So, you know, they have you in groups. So I try to find a group that's like one level faster than me, but with a hot girl. And I just
motivation.
I'm laser focused on that butt. So Amber, I'm all in.
Hey, Amber's a very attractive woman.
Yes. So she's fast. If I'm CT, she's faster than me. And that, you know, I'm looking at rocks, but I'm looking at butts.
There you go, people. Remember, always aim for the peach.
Alex, freaking blue on the finale. I love it.
But yeah, so
Alex is a fan of Georgia, ladies and gentlemen. It has nothing to do with buns.
Yes, I love. Yeah, love me some Georgia
and President of the United States, the band, not the presidents.
I know. Yeah, I love that song. Gotta grab me some bag of peaches. But so we have that. Really, there's nothing to talk about in terms of the actual skills. So you go to the next checkpoint. It's the Tanagram. You know it's CT. He's going to get the Tanagram. Looks like he struggled a little bit. And then he's like, oh, let me look back. Okay. Oh, yeah.
Let me do it a second time and do it in 12 seconds like I should have done the first time. And don't know why I didn't, but here we go.
I also loved him like, oh, I'm going to tip it over. And that's how all the puzzle pieces would come off. He tips it over. And the whole thing stays intact.
Yes.
I was like, oh, that's fantastic.
I was just waiting for like them to potentially just push it over the cliff.
Yeah.
Like the entire thing, you might as well just chuck it over the cliff.
Yeah.
And if Johnny Fairplay had been there, I assure you I would have.
That's what I kept thinking. I'm like, you literally put it right on the edge. You did that for a reason.
Yeah. Reason number 112, I will not be asked to do a challenge because I would have said. There we go.
Yeah.
Yeah, they buy my pieces.
Then this is where you start
paying for that, guys.
Yeah, oh, I'll give you back the $10 maybe that all that was worth.
Oh no, like I'm sure they have a deal with the Iceland government that you know, you don't pollute or whatever. Yeah. Yeah, so no, there's a PA climbing down that mountain when I'm done.
Yeah, but this is where the magic of editing's happening for the casual like audience, where they're trying to make
Michelle Bistro would have kicked it off.
That's true.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, she definitely would have kicked it off. But we might see it next season. But we see the magic of editing. They're trying to make it look like the other teams are closer-ish to Amber and CT. They're like, oh, we don't know where they are. Are they already finished? Are they not? And we see like the CT and Amber get lost because they go past the checkpoint.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, maybe the other teams have a chance. It's getting close. And you're like, no, no. Mm-mm. They finally turn around. They see TJ. They're like, we're the double agents. We win. Yeah. You're 900K.
For the drama of it. So I'm guessing like they circled back in like 45 seconds and like, okay, we're good.
Exactly. And I think there was a lot more time than what they were trying to show. Like, I think when the other teams are running up is when they're finally starting to run back. So I think there was a lot more time in between than what they were trying to show us. But yeah, the CT and Amber are winners. They're 900K richer, which how unsatisfying is it to hear 900,000 and
instead
not
of a million.
1 million?
Yeah. We
I'm like, 450K richer, yay.
I mean, still at that point, you don't care.
And no idea, no, you know, possibility of a split, or a not split. Yep. And
I think
if there was the opportunity for a split or non-split, I think CT and Amber both split.
Yeah. I think he splits with her. My question to you guys is, if they would have started in third place where they would have been the team that was behind and say like Cam and Corey started and then Leroy and Nani started, do you think that CT and Amber would have caught up and still won it?
Caught up and passed.
Amber's the better runner.
Yeah. Because as you said, they were trying to make it seem like it was close, but it wasn't actually close. So I think they would have caught
all right, because every time they showed Nani and Cam, they were walking.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and Cam put it off, you know, I don't want to pull a Casey. I'm just like, well, that's a nice excuse.
And I will say, I think production would have had more conversation about whether or not they were going to use the, oh, you won, but you can steal the money or take the money if Fessy was getting to the end and winning. Because wanted to make an ultimate villain, he brings him and Casey get to the end, but he feels he brought her to the dance.
Oh, he's keeps on.
Yeah, and he goes, sorry, Casey, but I won. I'm the winner.
Pushes him over the cliff, though. Literally. If he took the money from her, she would literally push him over the cliff.
Okay, he still would be like, I'm the winner of the challenge. Not anyone.
Yeah, he would be claiming himself the winner as he was going down the cliff.
There you Johnny, go.
It's like that one like wrestling reference. It's like when you know, Daniel Bryan and Kane are like, I'm the tag team champions. Not we. It's I am the tag team champions.
Oh my God. That would have been so good. Like, now I wish that they would have made it to the end just so Fessy could have done that. And
you cement your new villain
forever.
Yeah. You cement the new villain of the challenge by doing that. Yeah.
So I think that's better than, that's even better than Bananas.
Oh, well, it's a lot more money as well.
Mm-hmm.
And Bananas admits, like everything that happened on the season, it's, he was playing with production there. He's like, I'm gonna make this the storyline of me forgiving Sarah and we're gonna rise to the occasion. And he had no idea that like split the money thing was gonna happen, but once he heard it, he was like, I know she's gonna take that money from me, so I my decision's made already.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, so it's a 100K race,
yes, with no one running.
With two people dragging their dead carcasses, and then the women just like, who can be slightly faster?
Yeah.
But I loved Corey's dramatics of it all. He's like, oh, it's a 100K race. Leroy just barely gets his hand in front of me. Up, I'm like, go Cam, just beat Nani.
I don't know. I thought it was good. I liked it. So, I mean, I think all is right in the world. Who didn't want Leroy to go out a champion? But truth be told, he's a champion to all of us that watch.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And, like, that's not what he's, like, he knows that, but that's not what he's content with. He's content with the fact that he knows that, especially this season, he put everything into it. And you know what? It just didn't happen. It wasn't in the cards, but he got to play with and finish this with his best friend that he started the real world MTV journey with in Nani. He met his, what's I'm going to assume, his future wife in Cam. They're going to have a new life together. He's made plenty of friends through this.
He's made plenty of money. How many challenges has he done?
12.
12.
Yeah. I mean, like, think about what tier he is in the pay scale going into this thing.
Yep.
I mean, like, he started this thing a garbage man. He owns his barbershop.
Yeah.
And he ain't won a challenge. He's doing all right.
And he's probably leaving one of the most likable, not just for the fans, but the contestants as well, one of the most likable challengers to ever be on the show.
Yeah.
Who says anything bad?
Leroy.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Maybe an
ex. His storyline is one of my favorites of all time. Ever. Even if he does say that he's retired from this, hopefully we'll see him on All Stars. But how could you not root for him? I wanted him to win so bad. And the fact that he didn't, he just comes out of it so likable. And he was even at peace with it. You could tell the way him sitting up there, he was at peace. He's like, I didn't win, but at the end of the day, I did it with my friend. And I did it with, as Alex said, what's going to be my future wife.
And maybe it's even better.
I feel like it might be better because it allows him to have some peace of mind knowing like, Not in the like the bad sense of, oh, I just can't ever win. But I feel a part of him feels like if I did win, there's that little bit of like, oh, I can still keep coming to this. But he really wants to end this chapter on a good note. This is a good send-off. And what better send-off? Like, they're doing sort of like the outros for everyone. But the one I want to talk about the most is what was really a tearjerker is them going through the montage of Leroy's MTV career.
Yeah.
With Don't You Forget About Me.
Mm-hmm.
I was just like,
oh, I don't have that. I totally blew it. So when CT and Amber get to the top, it's Notorious.
Yes.
By Duran Duran. Mm-hmm. I do not have that album. However, I have Rio and Arena by Duran Duran. And I don't think I need to own Notorious. I think I'm okay with these picks.
I was actually like, they tricked me because I heard them go Notorious and I thought, oh, they about to drop some Biggie on us. I was like, oh, no. I'm so ready. They're like, nope, nope.
Oh, I do have that. I have Biggie with the Notorious hook on there.
There you go. And that was like, I heard Notorious. I was like, oh, they're really giving us some good songs for the winners. I'm fine with the Duran Duran one.
Don't You Forget About Me was that Simple Minds.
Yeah.
Holy moly. Yeah. I mean, you know, what was that? Breakfast Club,
Napoleon Dynamite.
Dynamite, classic.
But it's just that such a like a nostalgic song,
yeah.
And then you're hearing it for such a likable guy, you're just like, oh, it really is the end. But like, production loves him.
And they I was more than happy they didn't go with Green Day, Time of My Life, because
television. I wouldn't be on right now. I would have been upset. I was like, but you know, Leroy was loved by the contestants, not just by the fans, but by production, because they don't give a send off to everybody.
No,
they give it to the people they like or the people that they know brought value and everything to this show. So it was like, let's give them a proper salute.
If I win, do I get both the Notorious and the send off?
Yes.
Oh, cool. I'll check with Mark Long tomorrow night. I just want to get that.
Well, we should just ask Pete.
Oh, ask Pete. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll ask Pete if we get both.
Okay. I mean, I would like both.
I feel like it's for specific purposes. I feel like you would have gotten it for this one.
Okay. All right. Well, I do know that tomorrow night on All Stars, there is a deep, deep, deep cut that Pete is beyond excited about for us to hear. So he went B-side heavy on one particular moment. And
I'm relying on you for that then.
Yeah, we'll see. I would like to think it's in that collection right there. So
I hope so.
I hope it is.
And I did call him out on the Hammer Time, and he was just like, he goes, that was too easy. He goes, that was low hanging fruit. He goes, Fair Play better than that.
That's fair. Yeah. That's very fair. Yeah. Yeah. That's why we're not doing the music, you know?
Yes. Yeah. So, well, I mean, I don't know. I feel like fucking Derek put the fucking ball on the tee, though, you know?
Yeah, and we were like, no, we don't want to hit that ball. We're going with this one.
Yeah, so extreme deep cut, strong move.
Yeah, so that brings us to the end of this season. There is a reunion next week where we get...
What was that thing with TJ going to the computer and then...
I think it was sort of like that. I think it was like that sort of cheesy thing where, you know, like, with those type of movies where you get to the end, like, James Bond will be back in this. I think it was like them sort of just going like, oh, the challenge will be back again, and it's for season 37.
What? That was so weak.
I thought it was pointless too, Johnny. I honestly did.
Or maybe he was reviewing.
I rewound it because I'm just like, did I miss something? It's like, nope.
Or, you know, maybe it was like bringing us back to the beginning of the season where he's like, oh, let me review the tape. Challenge activated.
Yeah, boo. All right, so next week's the reunion, and it appears as though everyone shits on Fessy. Seems like a great reunion.
And yeah, it's deserved.
100%.
Yeah, so deserved. I'm for that.
Yeah, how much, like, you know, like, if you're not going to watch it, I'm going to tell you what you're going to hear. You're going to be like, yeah, they're going to tell Fessy, like, yo, Fessy, you ain't shit. He's like, yes, I am shit.
Oh.
In the good way.
Spoiler alert.
Oh. They're like... He's like, I could have won this. They're like, well, were you going to eat? Well, you see, no, because you're a pussy. Blah, 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 blah. You did bitch moves. Someone's going to pretend that they're going to leave and go away. You know, it's like, no.
No, and someone's going to start a random fight so then they can get on a rival season with that person who they want to be their partner.
And they're going to talk about Ashley probably kissing someone.
Yeah. And anyone see the host? I guess it was a big deal who the
host. Oh, I heard the host is just Vernon Davis,
yeah,
former NFL player. It's gonna be meh. No one. I would rather have a host that actually looks like they've watched the show, or just have TJ do it.
Who's the chick on? You ever watch Talking Dead?
I have not.
Okay. I haven't either.
Well, Walking Dead, there's the after show, Talking Dead. There's always this chick, I think she's from like Community, and she shows up with like a notebook because she's that into it. Like, that's who I would pick.
Or I would pick like a former like player that you know is like, you could literally just be like, for just the plugging of their NBC stuff, like just throw Johnny Bananas there to host the host game.
Oh, well, if. Don't make me skip the finale or the reunion.
I know. But I'm saying, like, in that sense, it's like, you know that he's trusted by production to be able to.
It is.
Miz too busy. He got the WWE stuff going on. Miz and Miz.
I would love to see the Miz, though. If the Miz came back and hosted some reunions, I would be here for it.
He did the after show, what, like 2 seasons ago?
He did one. Dolph Ziggler did one. Yeah. Like, I would Vernon be fine
Davis.
With
it. Vernon Davis is weak.
It is weak.
I don't think I ever had Vernon Davis on my fucking fantasy team.
I think I probably had him for like 1 week where I needed a backup.
Yeah, I had him for a couple goes.
Okay. Oh, well, yes. What about fantasy though? See what I did there, Lauren?
Yeah, I caught it. Don't So I took a long pause there.
And with that, thank you, Lauren. Thank you, Alex. We're almost done with this motherfucker. We're about to get our Wednesday nights back to our lives. We will be here for the reunion next week. We will also, of course, be here each and every week going forward, of course, with the Challenge All-Stars. We will be joined by Mark Long tomorrow night, next week. 2 guests. You have to tune in tomorrow to find out who those 2 guests are. Holy moly. Johnny Fairplay with the home run. Did I do all right?
Yeah, you're bringing people in, and I'm loving it. It's so much fun to be able to talk with the people on the cast, especially tomorrow. We're going to be the person who's the sole reason this is even a thing. Yeah. Everyone's been loving it, and I feel like the people who get to watch these podcasts really love the people that you've been able to bring on to the show, Johnny.
Awesome. Well, I'm very excited. Mark Long, get ready. You're about to get requests nonstop for Johnny Fairplay season 2 All-Stars. Be prepared. Everyone, please go check out our sponsors, get some stuff. We only have awesome sponsors on here. If we didn't, I wouldn't have them on as sponsors. I like them. I'm about to go have, I just got a box of the birthday cake magic spoon. I'm about to have that tomorrow morning to start my day while I watch the Challenge All-Stars. Very excited about that. Of course, I'm Manscaped, so I'm ready to run 3 miles and no bat winging. I'm going to have a blue chew later and do some bad stuff. You know, I do, I'm going to recharge the Monk Pack. So yeah, check out all our sponsors. They're really great. Subscribe at youtube.com/realityandSFW. Go to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, anywhere that you listen to podcasts, search Reality and SFW, click the subscribe button there. Leave a 5-star review if you love the show. If you don't like the show, please don't leave a bad review. Just don't listen to the show. I did not come to your house, knock on your door and say, listen to this motherfucker. So don't fucking leave a bad, just don't listen. No one made you. Hey, if someone made you, they're not your friend. End that friendship and don't leave a fucking negative review. Thank you. And the best way to support the podcast, as always, is go to adfreensfw.com. Become a patron. Get all kinds of exclusive content, audio, video. We're watching Australia's version of Survivor. We're on episode 22. That's insane. They almost went to rocks, but they didn't. Spoiler alert.
Yikes, hope you didn't watch.
Yeah, if you didn't watch, I just fucked that up for you. We do a weekly Q&A, and we had some really awesome stories about Sunday from Survivor. Mm-hmm. I hope any of you that are patrons got to enjoy that. Any of you that aren't, check it out. And I give a guarantee, if you don't like it, I'll give your money back. Once again, no hostages here. If you like it and you love it, stay with us. If you don't, say, hey, fair play, I gave it a try, it's not for me. Great. I got a PayPal, motherfucker. I can send you $10. Okay. So go to adfreensfw.com. Try us for a month. It's the best way to support the podcast. But go check out all our sponsors. Thank you, Alex. Thank you, Lauren. Thank you, everybody. You're the reason this all happens each and every week. And hey, thank you. Thank you, Josh, for Canadian $2. I don't even know what that's either $106 or 52 cents. Not sure. But all bra between Fessy and CT in his prime. I wish, don't we all?
I think CT beats him now. That's your spoiler.
Breaking news, no window. I don't want to see that. Let's hope that's not true. No hype. Hey, until tomorrow night, thank you, everybody, from Reality and SFW.
We're out.
By the time you feel thirsty, it's too late. You're already dehydrated. You can't focus and you feel tired.
Drinking enough water is critical for a healthy lifestyle that you're trying to maintain. It increases your brain power, boosts your productivity. It can prevent headaches and it'll increase your focus. Not only that, it improves your skin and mood, and it can help with your digestion and give you energy. Wow, it also prevents bad breath and can help you lose weight. But how much water should you drink each day? 10 cups? A gallon? The good news is that it doesn't have to be so complicated. That's why I start my day with Hydrant, because Hydrant helps you hydrate faster.
Hydrant has created a refreshing electrolyte powder that you mix directly into water to more efficiently and effectively hydrate your body. It hydrates you quickly and keeps you going for longer. Each rapid hydration mix has the four essential electrolytes that your body needs: sodium, potassium, magnesium, and zinc, and it packs a punch to help your body hydrate fast and stay hydrated. If you're looking for that extra boost of energy, there's also Hydrant Plus Caffeine, which contains 100 milligrams of caffeine from green tea. Hydrant is backed by research. The formula was developed by an Oxford scientist. It also is loved by pro athletes, top performers, celebrities, and has thousands of five-star reviews.
It's made with real fruit juice powder. It's delicious and refreshing, and it comes in a variety of flavors, including iced tea, lemonade, and fruit punch. My favorite personally is the grapefruit. It's a classic and I go back to it. It's delicious. Plus, this stuff is backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. If you don't love it, you can send it back for a full refund. You really need to try it for yourself to see what I'm talking about. It tastes incredible and it works.
Well, Hydrant starts at just a buck a packet for a 30-day supply, and you save even more with a monthly subscription. And it's so easy to get. We've got a special deal for our listeners to save 25% off your first order. We're not kidding here, folks. 25%. Go to drinkhydrant.com/survivor and enter our promo code SURVIVOR at checkout. That's drinkhydrant.com/survivor and enter promo code SURVIVOR for 25% off your first order. That's drinkhydrant.com/survivor and our promo code SURVIVOR to save 25%. And we thank them for sponsoring the podcast.
Growing up, cereal was one of the best parts of being a kid, but I had to give it up because I realized it was full of sugar and junk that you really shouldn't eat. I've been trying to cut down on carbs, sugar, unhealthy food, and realized I basically can't eat anything anymore. I've been drinking protein shakes and powders for years to help with my workouts, but I finally found a delicious way to get my protein before and after my workouts. We're all trying to eat better, but healthy breakfast doesn't have to be boring. Magic Spoon has some amazing flavors you'll love. I know I do, but without all that bad stuff.
Hey, we're talking 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and only 4 net grams of carbs in each serving. That's only 140 calories a serving. It's keto friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, low-carb, and GMO-free. We've got some exciting news. Magic Spoon will be releasing 2 amazing new flavors this month for a limited time only. We're talking about cookies and cream and maple waffle. Do I now have 2 favorite flavors of Magic Spoon that I haven't even tried yet? Because I'm looking at my dream board right in front of me, and what's there? Cookies and cream and maple waffle. This is a dream come true. And if that isn't the most comforting, indulgent combination, then I don't know what is. This is the ultimate treat yourself combo. So make sure you get some while you can for a limited time. Or build your own box. Available flavors to build your very own custom bundle are cocoa, one of my faves, fruity, frosted, peanut butter, and cinnamon, my absolute fave. Now, if you're listening in Canada, Magic Spoon now ships there as well.
That sounds about perfect for the maple waffle. If you want to get in on this, go to magicspoon.com/survivor to grab the new limited edition cookies and cream, maple waffle, or a custom bundle of cereal to try it today. And be sure to use our promo code SURVIVOR at checkout to save $5 off your order. This offer is now good anywhere in the U.S. or Canada, but only when you use our code at checkout.
And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked.
Remember, get your next delicious bowl of guilt-free cereal at magicspoon.com/survivor and use the code SURVIVOR to save $5. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode.